Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please take your seats, choir. Some more wonderful things are coming. Let's welcome Ida.
Ida.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement, peace you cannot find. Reflections of your past, they seem to face you every day. But this one thing I do know, that Jesus is the way. That's the reason I say Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. I know you've got mountains that you think you cannot climb. And I know that your skies are dark. You think the sun won't shine. Oh, in case you don't know, see, the word of God is true. And everything he's promised, he will do it for you. That's the reason I say Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. He's the truth and the life. Jesus is the way. The first and the last. Jesus is the way. He's the only way. Jesus is the way. He is the only way. Jesus is the way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Kidsway.
Amen.
The Lord is visiting you tonight. He has sent his anointed servant to bring you his message of peace and to bring you his message of salvation. Tonight the Lord is visiting Kitwe with healing, with blessings, with miracles, with deliverance. If you are excited as I am, stand to your feet and welcome Evangelist Greg Ewan Bale.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say,
I believe.
I believe God's word is still the same.
Oh, yeah. I expect a miracle.
And I expect a miracle. Every
up your hands everywhere. I expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle today.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift your hands. Father, thank you for tonight. Your wonderful power that is released in the city of Kitwe. Thank you for these 3 nights. There will be miracles. Salvation, power, deliverance from wicked spirits, pure salvations. Thank you that light has come to Kitwe and the kingdom of God is getting stronger in the nation of Zambia. Father, we lift our hands and we say, pass me not, O gentle Savior, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Receive your miracle and the power of God in your life right now. Every work of Satan in your life is broken tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your power. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, put your hand wherever your sickness is. Satan, I bind you now. Satan, I bind you. Come out of the people. I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now. You are being set free from evil powers that have tormented you. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hand and thank God for healing practically. Thank God that you are going to see the power of God practically in your life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. And you may be seated in the presence of the Lord if you have a seat. First of all, I want to thank our wonderful pastors from Kitwe. I want to say thank you to our chairman of the campaign and all the pastors that have worked so hard to make this campaign a reality. We want you to know that if you have not welcomed us to Kitwe, we could not have come here. So we thank you. And I pray that the church of God and the power of God in Kitwe will be 10 times stronger after this campaign. Amen.
Amen.
We also want to thank, acknowledge the presence of the representative of the mayor. And also our district commissioner. Thank you, sir, for your presence at this campaign. We invite you to come again tomorrow and on the last day also.
Well,
the Bible says on the third day, Jesus stood up. Jesus is going to do wonders in Kitwe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I believe that Liberia has also declared itself a Christian nation. I think it's in their constitution. I don't know.
Yeah.
And also Ghana, our president, has recently launched a national cathedral for the nation.
Yes.
I also bring you greetings from our president,
President Akufo-Addo from Ghana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you expecting God to change your life practically in this campaign? Now, somebody was asking, why are you having 3 days in Kitwe? You see, when the prophet told Naaman to go and wash in the River Jordan 7 times, it meant that it needed 7 baptisms to remove the power of the devil of leprosy on Naaman. So I believe as we are here for 3 nights, by the 3rd night, whatever has been molesting you and whatever followed you to this ground that is not from God, 3 blows are going to knock it out in Jesus' name. And prophetically, something powerful is coming into your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever makes you feel sorry and makes people say sorry to you, this crusade, these 3 days, mark the end of that thing in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe this prophecy? I say, whatever makes people feel sorry for you, this crusade marks the end of that thing in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is a healing Jesus.
Yesu ni Yesu undapa.
Jesus is a healing Jesus.
Yesu ni Yesu uposha.
And Jesus is alive.
Egabi Yesu alino mweo.
Yes.
Chachine.
I haven't really seen Jesus personally.
Ine nshamu mwona po mubutuntulu.
But I have seen the evidence.
Lelona alimona ifishibilo.
Of his presence.
You
know, when, I don't know which town we were, but we are in so many places, but one person's eyes were open and she was saying, thank you. And it was funny to me, thank you to me, because I cannot even heal a mosquito's broken leg. You know, sometimes when you are killing a mosquito, you hit it and you see that it is not dead, but the legs are broken. Sometimes I look at the mosquito as it is struggling, and I realize that I cannot even heal the mosquito. But I know somebody who can heal you, whatever problem you have. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I can see the evidence that he is alive by the miracles that he does. Hallelujah. And in these 3 days, God is going to do a miracle practically in your life. Amen.
Amen.
How many believe that Jesus is a healing Jesus?
Yes.
He's a Jesus who heals.
Yes.
Yes. And he's a Jesus who saves. Tonight I'm preaching about the 10 virgins. And virgin, how do you say virgins?
Hmm?
No, one word, virgin.
Nachisungu.
Nachisungu. All right. I'm preaching about the 10 Nachisungus. Hey. Now, in Matthew 25, the Bible says, and the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins.
Matthew 25, Bible tila nomufumumbwa mumulo wala palanshiwa kuli bana chisungu ikumi.
So tonight, you must know that the kingdom of God is likened. So just likened to 10 virgins and a nachisungu, and it means someone who is pure.
Ati
pure.
Bunobushiko twil chivyo kutila idyo kufumbwa kwa sababu panishwa kuli bana chisungu na chisungu chila imini nako uyo uwa pwiriko walopolokwa.
Hey. Now, a Nachisungu, when she is having her wedding, wears a white dress.
Ati Nachisungunga ale ingila muwinga, ala fuala ilaya iliavuta tutu.
Now, the white dress is to signify there is no spot, there's no something bad.
Ilaya iliavuta, ipilo kwa utila tapali itoni ilialamba. Atemwa icha kantai kako.
Hey. So in order to go to heaven, you need to be pure, white, virgin.
Bautila tufike ifo kuingila kumolo, tufile tu ababa pilika, ababu tatutu bana chisungu.
You need to not to know bad things. You need to be clean of evil. All the different types of evil. You cannot go to heaven. You see, the Bible did not say the kingdom of heaven is likened unto 10 Zambians. It's likened unto 10 virgins, not 10 Zambians. You do not go to heaven because you are from Zambia, the Christian nation. You go to heaven because or through the purity and the white clean nature of your soul because you are saved.
Atiwa kuingila fye mufumu wa mumulo, ufile waba uwa pwilidika, uwa butatutu, uwa sanguluka, pautila iwe ukumanishe ukuingila mufumu wa kwalezi.
God doesn't want bad people in heaven.
Do
you know why we have prisons? Do you have a prison in Kitwe? You know why we have prisons? Because the government feels that certain people are not good if they can walk around. It's not a good thing. If they can walk around, it's not a good thing. So they decide that, you know, go and keep you in this room for 20 years so that nobody sees you, because when you come out, we are not happy in Zambia.
Hey!
Now, in heaven, there are certain people that God doesn't want. He doesn't like it. If Zambian government can choose to put people in prison and say, you are not good for Zambia, do you think God cannot say, hey, this man, I don't want him. Let me keep him in hell. When God sees somebody, a very bad person, trying to come to him, he says, no, this cannot work here. You know, one day a man, a church member, he got married to a beautiful lady. You know, sometimes you marry somebody you don't know the person so well.
Hey!
So, the man married on Saturday. And Saturday night, he took his wife to the hotel for the beginning of the honeymoon. And the next day, he came to church with his new wife. And he told the pastor, "Pastor, I need to see you urgently."
I said, "But you are shima pepo now. Therefore, kumi mona wangu wangu sana."
So the pastor was wondering, "But you just got married yesterday. What is the problem?"
A pastor, "Alaiwe, wau pila fye mailo pachivelo shivishule fokumbwe na futia papene."
When he was going to see the pastor, he made his wife wait outside. When he saw the pastor, he told the pastor, he said, "Pastor, yesterday night, when I got to the house, to the hotel, what this woman did to me, I saw that, no. This is a very bad girl that I've married."
Atinyo, amweneva pasta wakumanya. Atatwa pasta mailwe chungulo, panuma ya winga. Ano yumwa nakachifia nchitilefa na mwene. Awe ni mupa umbi fieteo.
Hey! He says she knows too many things.
Ati, alichia. Alishime fingi kunchila.
Fingi is what?
a lot of things.
Hey. And he was no more happy to stay with her.
Yes.
You see, God doesn't want people who know too many bad things to come to heaven.
Yeah.
Every sin you know, stealing you know, lying you know, killing you know, jealousy you know, murder you know, deception you know, pornography you know, every bad thing you know, corruption, bribery, stealing, everything. I tell you, because this man, as he was, he said the wife was on top of him. He said, no. What she is doing, I don't know what is she doing.
Hey.
No, it's a true story. I'm telling you a true story. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine heaven? You are walking in heaven. You are a murderer, a thief, a liar, a deceiver, before a rapist. Before you realize you see Virgin Mary, you are going to rape her, Virgin Mary. It's true. In heaven. If a thief comes to heaven, God has to build a police station in heaven just for you. Wow. So the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is like 10 pure virgins. Which took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sin cannot let you enter into heaven. In Psalm 14 and verse 2, the Bible says, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one.
Malumbo 14, yeltotia. Nalesa alolekeshe pachalo okulolekesho tila amonenga pengabana ngumo ulechita ubulungami achalo lekesho tila tapali fenangu umo awe nakalia tapali fenangu umo ulechite chalungama.
Isaiah 64 says, we are all become as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away.
Ati Isaiah 64 na leto okutila ati awe na ifwe tatuli abalungama panto ubulungami wesu watu waitungoku babalungami bulinga ifisamu ifyakowela.
Isaiah 57 and verse 20 says, But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose water cast up mire and death.
Ati Isaiah 57 aletu okutila awabe mbunabo bali kwati nibemba okweta mabimbi ayakalamba uyo okutila enanga aipunkanya alese ndama nkowesha yonse.
Job chapter 15 and verse 16 says, how much more abominable and filthy is man which drinketh iniquity like water.
Atilet Yobo 15 verse 16 na eneleto otila bushe kanshi ayamankowesha aya ayamankowesha walelanda muntu uyo unwa lubembu kwatifie ma kwati mensh.
Now tonight God is inviting virgins to come to heaven.
Buno bushikulesa aleita bana pisungo bese bengile mubufumu bwa kwalesa.
When I say virgins, I mean people without sin.
Ingana lumbula tibana chisungo tulela na pabanto ababuta ababulolubembo.
Are you without sin?
Bushemuli ababulolubembo.
No answer. How many of you are liars? All liars, raise up your hand. Liars.
Ababu fibonse imieni kwa maboko. Ababu fibonse kwa maboko.
No, I want all liars to raise their hands.
Yabonde fuafye, ababe pobu fibonse imieni kwa maboko.
Some are not raising their hand. Even the pastors are not raising their hands. Okay, how many have told a lie before since you were born? Okay, how many have told more than 100 lies since you were born? Raise your hand if you've told more than 100 lies. What about the pastors? Look at even the pastors and the district commissioner, they are all raising their hands.
Hey.
All right. All thieves, raise your hand. Thieves. All thieves. If you are a thief, raise your hand. All thieves on stage, if you are a thief, raise your hand. They are not minding me. Okay, how many have stolen something before? If you steal something, what are you called? All thieves, raise your hand now. All thieves. What about on the stage? All thieves on stage. How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before? Wow. What about? I can see there are not many pure people in Kitwe. How many have been jealous before? Jealousy. Jealousy. Wow. What about on stage? Jealousy. Even the district commissioner has been jealous before. Wow. Now, listen carefully. How many have committed fornication before? That is, sleeping with somebody is not your husband, is not your wife. This one, I think some of you should raise your two hands and your legs. Raise your hands and your legs if you know you are part of it. What about the pastors on the stage? They don't want to raise their hands. But you see, the Bible says if you look at a woman and you lust after her, you have already done it. So all of you are guilty. Now, how can somebody so dirty, all of you are confessed, how can you go to heaven? You are too dangerous to go to heaven. But I have some good news for you. God so loved the world. God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish. When you say should not perish, it means should not be destroyed. Because your sins are the reason for your destruction. Even the Zambian government have made a prison. Do you think God has not made a prison? God has made a prison as well to keep the people who are full of sin. But there is good news. There is something that can wash away your sins. That is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the Bible says these 10 virgins, some of them took their lamps, and some of them were wise, and some of them were foolish. It takes wisdom to go to heaven. If you are not wise, you will go to hell. It is wise men who came to look for Jesus when Jesus was born. Not fools. Wise. So when the alarm sounded that the bridegroom is coming, the Bible says that five of the virgins and were not ready and their oil was finished.
Yes.
You may have been pure and washed. But if you are not wise as a Christian, you will go to hell. That is why you need the word of God. And that is why you need to go to church. And the Bible says that when the bridegroom came, the five wise virgins took their lamps, filled the oil, and were going. And the other five said, give us some of your oil. But the five wise virgins says, no. It is an individual affair. My oil cannot help you at this time. You have to have your own oil, otherwise you can't go.
Atiyo babili shati shibwinga Africa, bali abakashana 10 abamano, ati bayimishe amanyali yabo nokuya kumanya shibwinga. Lelo bali abasanu efipumbo, nabo bayishire ilukoko ati amafuta tamuli munyali shabo, bayile kuba amano basano tira tupeniko amafuta twashiche nyali cheso. Elo bali abamano twotira nakalia yo, uyu mulandu twafika po, wachila muntu fye, iwa amafuta Yesu tetia kwafwe.
A lot of people start to depend on the group. When you are in the group, like maybe all of you in the group here, or all of you at the crusade, you start to feel that, I am together with others who know God. So I will go to God by osmosis. Do you understand? Like it will come to me by diffusion or osmosis. People think, oh, all 10 of us are going to heaven. All 10, well, we are all going to heaven. But it's not true. All of us in the church, we are all going to heaven.
No.
If Jesus comes from the sky right now, it is likely that half of us will be left behind.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you see, we all look the same, but we are not the same. Some is wise, some is foolish. You can't see wisdom written on your chest. That is why the Lord, the other one said, you get your own salvation. You can't depend on somebody else's salvation. Five were left, five were taken. You cannot impart Christianity to somebody. You have to get it yourself. Yeah. My children, I tell them, when you leave this house, you can do what you want to do. But when you are here, you go to church. But I know they have to choose themselves whether they want to be Christians. You can't be a Christian because you are my son.
I
remember one pastor, he died when he was lying in state in the church. His two sons, one was drunk, one was high. They were drug addicts and total sinners. Their father died with a broken heart, and his sons never gave their lives to God.
Ati pastor umo iyo afile balalike omubili wakwe mu church nge fina balalika elo abana bakwe babili iyo bayishile umbi ni cha kolwa lopo elo umbi na wafya mba wa mabange.
Hey. Adolf Hitler, he killed 50 million people. Hitler. He caused the death of 50 million people. But his mother was a Christian, and his mother put him in the church choir. So he was in the choir of the church. He was a chorister like you. He was a chorister, but he caused the deaths of 50 million people. You see, you cannot impart Christianity to your child. You have to have it yourself. You cannot have somebody's oil. You have to have it yourself. So you may be sitting here thinking, we are all in the choir. We are all in the church. You are deceiving yourself, my friend. And you have to be ready on time. So those who didn't have oil, they said, let's go and buy some more quickly. And they started going to town, quitted town to go and buy oil. And when they came back, the door was closed. And they started to bang. Open! We are virgins. We have oil. We are white. And the bridegroom, the master came and said, who
are you?
Security. Security. Soldiers. There are some thieves outside. Come and chase them away. And the Lord said, I don't know you. I know you not. So tonight, you cannot assume that you are going to heaven.
Yeah.
You know me, I used to go to church, but I was not a Christian. Oh yes, I was even baptized. And confirmed. Yeah, I had confirmation certificate. And baptism. I was not a Christian at all. You see, Ghana is very similar to Zambia. We are also very religious. You can easily be in a church, but you are not a Christian. That's why Paul said, examine yourself and see whether you are actually in the faith. And tonight, there are many of us here, your garments are filthy. But there is one thing that can wash your sins. And many people have not really received Jesus. They just assume that, oh, since I'm here, I'm a Christian. But the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Jesus said,
yes, atile.
The night that he was betrayed, he said, this is my blood. This is my blood, which is shed for the remission or the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world. You see, the Bible says that all things are purged or cleaned deeply by the blood. I used to think that blood would make you more bloody and dirty. But the Bible says that you are rather purged by the blood. Blood cleans spiritual wickedness. Look at your sins. I didn't say you were a liar. You said you were a liar. I didn't say you are a thief because you haven't stolen anything from me. You said you were thieves. I didn't say you were fornicating. You raised your two hands and your legs. You said you were fornicators. What can wash away your sins? 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 What can wash away all your sins? The blood of Jesus. That is why God sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross. I mean, why should you die on the cross?
If
you want to save people, save them. Why all this cross? The answer is simple. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And one day, years ago, I realized that I was a very bad sinner. And I received the blood of Jesus. I was baptized, I was confirmed, I had a Bible, but I was not a Christian. And I received the blood of Jesus. Tonight, how many of you want this blood to flow from Calvary and wash away your sins tonight?
Yes.
Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And that is your first step towards being one of the 10 virgins. And after that, you need to be ready with the oil. Tonight, how many want to receive the blood of Jesus? Stand on your feet and let me pray with you. If you want to receive the blood of Jesus, let's all stand actually. Let's all stand. If you want to receive the blood of Jesus and be washed and become one of the 10 pure virgins,
then
lift your right hand like this. Lift your right hand like this. Just your right hand. If you don't want or need the blood of Jesus tonight, then please don't raise your hand. But if you want to receive the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins tonight, please raise your right hand like this high. Don't trust in your religiosity. Trust in the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Tonight, the blood of Jesus is flowing in this place. If you want to receive Jesus, say this prayer with me with your hand lifted up. Actually, lift your both hands like this, like you are surrendering. And say, Lord Jesus,
oh Jesus,
thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Tonight is my night.
Tonight is my night.
Oh Jesus.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I'm a sinner. I know I am a sinner.
I know I'm a sinner.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Please wash me.
Please.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
And wash me.
And wash
with the precious blood of Jesus.
With the precious blood of Jesus.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I receive Jesus.
As my Savior,
as my Master,
and my Lord,
please write my name
in the book of life.
Oh God,
please write my name
in the book of life.
My name is,
mention your full name, my name is.
Please write this name
in the book of life.
Please write this name
in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. I love you, Jesus. Tonight, I commit myself to you, Lord Jesus. From this moment, I am your child. I am your child. I am your servant. And I will follow you. Now lift your two hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me, for helping me, for forgiving me. I love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for salvation, for writing my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now lift your finger, just one hand like this, one, and say after me, Satan! Satan! Listen very carefully. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. I reject you in my life. I refuse you. I reject you from my life. From tonight. From today, me and you is finished. I will not obey you again. Satan, I will not follow you again. I belong to Jesus. I will serve Jesus. Lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. Thank you for dying for me. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your book if you have your book. If you have your book. Wave your book this way. And with your two hands. Wave your two hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I follow you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I am your child. I am your follower. I am your servant. I am washed with the blood. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Wow. Your turn.
Msungu banko nkeleche mwipepo aba chatpepo msungu landena timwetata na mitotela pakumpala mikile puskilo eichobu shikwelelo na tetekela muri imwe Yesu na itapamulo pawenu utila usumi ne paline munsa mbetutu kume mbushandi shonse mwishe lia kwa Yesu Kristo na tetekela lelo atini mpusuka mwe mulopa we mulopa kwa Yesu.
Yes.
Isapali ine nsamba imbutisha mwishe lia kwa Yesu Kristo.
Yes.
Satana na kukana ukufuma lelo buchibusa bwapwa iwana ine buchibusa bwapwa.
Yes.
Inshaka kumfile. Inshaka kunakile. Mwisha ya kwa Yesu Kristo. Na totela. Mwetata. Pepu sukilo. Mwisha ya kwa Yesu Kristo. Na lomba. Amen.
Give the Lord a shout.
Ele ni chunde chikalamba kuli Yesu Kristo.
Tomorrow, 06 hours.
At 17 hours.
No, in the morning.
7 hours.
No, 06.
06. Koloko.
Yeah. Anybody who pray this prayer, we have a special service for you. Right here. We will teach you the word. And then we will pray for healing. So do not miss it at all. Come here tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning. A miracle service tomorrow morning. At 6 o'clock. If you pray this prayer, come and all the sick, everything, just come at very early. It's very short, but very important and powerful for your life if you prayed to give your life to Jesus. Now, no one should walk away. We are now going to pray for the sick. Please, do not walk away. Do not walk away. Do not walk out. We are not closed.
Mwitampo kwenda ukatatula kwisha mapepo yo. Lelo, ichishivishwe chimailo 6 koloko. Wonse mwema pepele pepo ya kupokela Yesu Kristu munomulu wansa. Mailo mke sepano 6 koloko kaba wama pepo ya kupepele la baluele kubunda pishi. Elo noku misambi shaichevo chakwaleza.
Hallelujah. Now, how many believe and know that Jesus is also a healing Jesus?
Ibanga kabili haba tetkelotila Yesu Kristu mpusushifye lelo nika posha.
Whatever problem, put your hand there right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for many, many miracles tonight. Jesus, thank you for many miracles tonight. Satan, I rebuke you. Come out of the people right now.
Out!
Out. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Miracles are happening right now. Yes, it's happening now. There is power. Power. All over this place. Receive it. Father, I thank you that you are the healer. Jehovah Rophi. The Lord that healeth us. Thank you that every plague, every curse is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. Right now, if it is your eyes, put your hand on your eye. If it is your back, if it's your neck, wherever the pain is, put your hand there right now. So many miracles tonight. So many miracles are taking place right now. Receive it. Receive power. Power. It's flowing. It's flowing. Thank you, Lord, for great power that is flowing in this place. In the name of Jesus. Right now, if you have any attack of the devil on your life in any way, demons afflicting you, you are possessed with the devil, affected by the devil in any way, put your hand on your head. I want to pray with you right
now.
Satan, listen carefully. In the name of Jesus, I command you, out! In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, come out! Come out! Come out! People are being set free from devils. Set free from devils. Right now. Receive it. It's happening. It's happening. Power is flowing in this place. Demons are coming out. Demons are coming out. Come out! In the name of Jesus. Out! 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 Everybody pray. Something is happening. Something is happening. Demonic powers are broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. You are the Lord that healed us tonight.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord. Something is is happening. Yes. 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 Power is flowing in this place. Power. Right now, bring them. God is setting people free. Demonic powers are breaking in Kitwe now. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you are finished. I cast you out. I command you, come out in the name of Jesus. 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 Something is happening here. Power is flowing. Miracles are taking place. Jesus.
You sent your word and you healed my disease.
Power is breaking through in this place. Power of God. Power of God. Power of God. Everybody lift your hand and pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Demons are coming out. You need to be praying in the spirit. Pray, pray. Satan, I say, come out tonight. HIV spirit. HIV spirit. Woman of Babylon spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out. Crocodile spirit. Serpent spirit. Anaconda spirit. Come out in the name of Jesus. You are finished, Satan. My God, my God, my God. Lakaya. Yay. Every scorpion spirit. Every anaconda. Crocodile spirit. Octopus spirit. Spirit from under the sea. I bind your power. Every sudden attack. Surprise spirit. Alabashuba. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Fornication spirit. Adulteries. Women of Babylon that have drunk the blood of the prophets, drunk the blood of the saints. Come out in the name of Jesus. I charge you, I command you. Come out in Jesus' name. Everybody begin to say, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out, come out, come out. Witches and wizards, I arrest your power in the name of Jesus. Come out! Witchcraft spirit, fornication spirit, lying spirit, I challenge you out in the name of Jesus. Lying devils, spirit of the harlot, spirit of the prostitute, come out in the name of Jesus. Mata balaba, rabe balaba bando lababa. Every type of witch and wizard is arrested now in the name of Jesus. Lambo kapara la baba na la baba. Jesus. 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 Lift your hands right now. Thank God that the power of the devil is broken in your life. Tonight, whatever Satan has for you is finished. Yes. Just leave them there. Leave them there. The Bible says Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. Unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. Power of God is here. Power of God is here. Serpent spirit. Serpent spirit. I cut off your head in the name of Jesus. You are finished in the name of Jesus. Out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your power. Right now. Whatever sickness you have, place your hand there right now. If it is your eyes, put your hand on your eyes. If it is your heart, put your hand on your heart. There is a lot of power here tonight. No one should move. Something is happening. If you have a pain in your stomach, wherever you have a problem, put your hand there right now. Father, I thank you for healings that are taking place right now. Lamp in the breast. God is healing you. Lamp in the breast. God is setting you free. God is setting you free. Lamp in the breast. Tumors. Breasts are being healed. More breasts are being healed. Receive life. You will live and not die. You will live and not die. Satan, you are finished. Serpent, you are finished. Dragons, you are finished. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Everybody lift your hand and thank God for healing you. Thanks for healing. Thank you for healing. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, wonderful miracles are taking place. Now, wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, if God has healed you, check yourself. Maybe you couldn't hear, but now you can hear. Maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Or you had a problem. God has touched you. You couldn't walk. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, lift your hand and come to the front, to the side here. Quickly, come to the side here. Come to the side here. Come to the side here. You couldn't walk. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Whatever it is, if God has touched you, check and come quickly. This way. Come this way. This way. Come all the way to the front. God's power is moving in this place. Something is happening. Somebody here, you are supposed to die. But you will not die because of tonight. Somebody here was supposed to die, but you will not die because of tonight. You will not die because of tonight. You will not die because of tonight. Power, power. If God has touched you, come this way. Come this way. And I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. Miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. Wherever you are. Wherever you are. Wherever you are. Nobody should leave, please. Kitwe, don't be disobedient. We are going to close in about 10 minutes. We are just praying for a few people. God is doing wonders. If you walk out now, you are encouraging the service to end prematurely. Do not do that, so that God will allow your life not to be premature in certain areas. If God has healed you, somebody with a lump in the breast, you just receive your healing right now. You could not see. Your eyes are open right now. It's, who is it you could not see, but now you can see? Check your eyes. You could not see, but now you can see. Lift your hands. Over there. You could not hear, but now you can hear. You could not walk, but now you can walk. Rise and be healed. Let them come to the front, please. Show them. Show them. Help them. Hallelujah. Tomorrow night is the second night. How many of you are going to come to the crusade with 10 more people? 10 more people. How many are going to do that for Jesus tomorrow night? Don't come alone. There are many people in Kitwe. Many people need Jesus. Tomorrow night is the second night. And the next night is the last night. Tomorrow we are starting very early. If you don't come early, you will miss the service. Tomorrow night is the second night. Everybody is going to receive the touch of God in these three nights. It is a blessing. It is a blessing for the city of Kitwe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's power is flowing. God's power is flowing. I want to pray for your families, everybody. Lift your hand, everyone. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your power. Thank you for the anointing that is in this place, for the salvation of everyone here. I pray for the families, for the houses, the households. I stretch out my hand towards the houses. Whatever is evil in the house that is causing confusion, in Jesus' name, I rebuke it. Come out of the house. Whatever is planted in your house from the power of darkness, I dismiss it now in Jesus' name. When you go back home, whatever has been tormenting you and fighting you, causing problems in your life, it is cursed tonight in Jesus' name. It's ending tonight in the name of Jesus. Power of the Holy Spirit. Many, many miracles. Father, I thank you that in these three nights, as you did for Naaman the Syrian, no one here is going to go the same. We receive your blessing, Jesus. We receive your healing, Jesus. Thank you for your great power and your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. Nobody should leave. I'm going to give you the last prayer, and then we leave. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, this young man is a football player, soccer player.
Soccer.
He hurt his knee last year, and from then on, he could not bend the knee the whole year. Evangelist, when you were praying, the power of God hit him, and now, move the knee. He has never done that for one whole year, Evangelist.
Wow. Are you a footballer?
Yes.
Are you a striker?
Yes, I'm a striker.
Wow. What has God done for you tonight? What has God done for you tonight?
God has done a miracle to me.
Tell us what in your language. Tell us in your language what happened.
I'm feeling very happy. And my leg now, it's okay. It's fine.
Your leg is now fine. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. God has touched you. Thank you, Jesus. Lydia, what is this?
Evangelist, this young man was totally deaf in his right ear.
Deaf.
Deaf.
Wow.
Tonight, when you pray, the power of God fell on him. His ears have opened. He can hear.
Wow.
We tested it. He can hear.
Is it true, young man? What happened to you?
Yes.
How did it happen? What happened?
I'm okay.
I can feel okay now.
You can hear now.
Yes, I'm very okay.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. Wow.
Evangelist, this woman was totally blind in one eye.
Wow.
She could see nothing in that eye.
Wow.
But tonight she's seeing.
Wow.
Yes.
Is it true, Mama?
I was even swollen
on the
other side.
Can you see now?
She can see.
She can see. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. The blind I see, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name
Everything
of Jesus.
Evangelist, this young lady was suffering from blurred vision. She couldn't see clearly.
Wow.
But tonight, when you prayed, the power of God came over her. Now she can see clearly.
Wow. Is it true, my dear?
Yes.
God has, what has God done for you?
I was not able to see.
And you can see. How do you say I can see in your language? I can see.
Namona.
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 Namona. Wow.
Lift Jesus higher.
Lift Jesus higher. But now I can see. I could not hear, but so the blind are seeing and the deaf are hearing practically in our midst. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, he also had glaucoma. He could not see in one eye.
Glaucoma?
Yes,
Evangelist. What was wrong with you, sir?
Cataract.
And tonight?
What? Tonight I'm seeing a little bit clear.
You are seeing me clear. Give the Lord a shout. Beautiful.
Evangelist, for 10 years, this young man has had a headache that affects his vision. When the headache comes, his vision is affected. Even tonight, he had the headache, but he has been healed. The pain is gone. His vision is clear.
Wow.
What has God done for you?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ndeto telavalesa. Pabukulu wabo no luseru wabo. Elo na chisa pano na chumfwe chevo choba chisa vilo kweva ti. Ubu afya wenu bu no no sana kuri lesa wesu. Lesa wesu mukulu kuchirobu afya wenu. So.
Continue.
Elo tuambili oku pepani mungufo kakuru kanari kwa ita problemu ya mutwe. Era ngufikire pari ino nchende na chumfo mte wachi nshupa. Andi na chambo kuburida. After na burida. Era tuambili oku pepefyo mkakuru ike. Ninka kuruka. Na pari ino nshitani mpura nde mbwafya uino. Amen.
Napurika is what?
Napurika. He started bleeding from the nose.
Napurika.
He was bleeding from the...
Wow. And is he healed tonight?
Completely healed.
Give
yes.
The Lord a mighty Amen. Shout of hallelujah. Amazing miracles, the blind are seeing, the deaf are hearing.
Evangelist,
somebody with a lump in your breast, God is healing you. Yes, yes, you will not die, you will live. Amen. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she could not see in both eyes because she had cataract in both eyes. Tonight, one is clear, she can now see in this very one. She's seen, evangelist.
Wow.
Tested by the doctor down there.
Can you see me? Amona. What am I doing?
You are waving.
Wow. How many fingers? How many?
One.
This woman could not see at all, and God has opened her eyes. Is it not amazing?
It's amazing.
Jesus' power is here tonight. He's healing eyes. People are seeing. They could not see.
Could not hear.
Are you happy, Mama?
I'm very happy.
Why are you happy?
For 3 years
I had this problem with the eyes. Yes. I went to the hospital. They worked on my eyes. I couldn't see. But today, I can see visibly, clearly with
all
my
God. Oh, why don't you give the Lord a mighty clap offering? What a blessing.
Lift Jesus higher. 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 Yes, you are Aligula. 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 Yes, you are Aligula.
Media, what is this?
This young man came all the way from Mansa in the north. He said for 20 years he couldn't do this. He could not raise his arm. 20 years.
Wow.
He could not raise his arm. But tonight, he's raising his arm.
Why could you not raise your hand?
Before conference.
Is he healed? He's healed, yeah. He couldn't raise his hand.
He could not raise his hand.
For 20 years, yeah.
There are 8 years.
20 years.
20 years?
Yes.
This hand was not working.
I'm came from Mansa.
Mansa, where is Mansa? Where is Mansa?
It's another province.
Wow. People have come from far, and they are receiving their miracles. Watch out. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your power. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she had kidney stones. Very painful. And she's going next month for surgery, evangelist.
Where was the pain? On the side. Yes.
When you are praying, the paining has gone.
Paining has gone.
Yes.
Kidney stones are very painful.
Okay.
Kidney stones. Ace. You must rather listen to the miracle than laughing at people's English. Huh?
Hey.
Kidney stones. Very painful, eh?
Very, very painful. It comes from here and goes down, isn't it?
Kidney problems 2 years. So I'm going to operation. So bali nokuya mukunchito operation next month. So nombeli bachisa bachila pepa na chisa ufechi pepwe chukulu. Kwisa isangi andikunta nshuku. Na filopo na chila mpo kalipa nishina chisa isa. Na afile kana afitala ala.
Give the Lord a shout. What is this?
Since this young man was a child, evangelist, he had pain in his groin and pain when he was passing water.
Urine.
Yes, passing urine. And he could not stand or walk for a long time.
What is this disease?
I have no idea.
Doctor, where's the doctor? Yes, doctor, what is this?
He had pain in the groin since childhood.
Is it pain in the testicles? Where is the pain? And urine pain
passing problem.
And is it gone tonight?
Yes. Yes.
Do you understand what he's saying? You don't understand what he's saying?
What he's saying is that he had a great pain on his manhood. So sometimes
pain in the
manhood.
Yes. The penis. Yes. When you pass urine, it's painful.
Yeah.
This could be.
Could be a stricture.
Yeah. Doctor here. Oh, okay.
It could be a stricture.
All right, doctor, help us.
He said that he actually had a form of constriction. He wasn't able to pass urine. And then he would have a situation where suddenly he would feel like passing urine and it would just get caught. And then he would start feeling so much pain, he would just have to wait. But now he says it has been...
What is this condition?
It's probably a urethral stricture.
This is a urethral stricture.
Yeah.
The urethra is tightened and it can be caused by infections like gonorrhea and, you know, sexually transmitted diseases. You go inside somewhere and it's full of diseases. But tonight, Jesus... So when the urine is coming, it cannot come because after it's healed, then it becomes closed. So when the wee-wee wants to come out, it's blocked. And you stand there for a long time and it cannot come. Yes, it's a big problem. But Jesus, how do you know he's healed?
Why shoshant now pola?
Olo bashima pepa batila pepa. Natisa mfuka chumubidi waenda. So natisa andanjele. Na lerodi ne challenge katafuti na papene. Bantu mumpepo na umumpepo. Ili nga na mfuwe mpepo. Tilesa kwa tife challenge katapapene. Chatafen tu. So lo na kuisho kupepa sanda. Ponsa hapa le kalipa ikateni. Na chika tapuwa chumwele sana lerodi ne mwala mposha. So na isa mfuwafe kwa chiru nshingo apope nefe ruanji kata. Na isa mfuwana papata lala. Na ishi batile sana avu mbakale.
How does he know that he's healed?
Well, he says that he started feeling like it was going to happen here. And then he felt something as you were praying come on him. And then as he was about to think that it's the same problem, he just felt like, you know, a cold wind, a release.
Release.
He felt the pain gone.
Have you tried to wee-wee? Have you tried to urinate?
No.
Go and try.
Now we shall
go outside. Go and check. Come. Go and wee-wee. And come back. You are healed in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout.
Come on and shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Everybody shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she had so much pain in the stomach, waist, and the legs. Difficult to work, and today, tonight is gone.
Power of the Holy Spirit. Strength in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
She could not lift her hands.
Why could she not lift her hands?
I think she had a tumor or something on the head.
Let her tell us. What is this? Why could you not lift your hand?
Breast cancer.
Did they operate on her?
Breast? Not yet.
No?
No.
And she could not lift her hand. She had a breast.
Because of.
And is she healed tonight?
Yes, she I believe I'm healed.
Wow. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Beautiful. So many miracles.
So many
tonight
miracles.
Tonight is the first night. Tomorrow night, God's power is going to be 10 times stronger.
Amen.
Father, bring. I want to pray for you. Come. Let them come. So many miracles. So many miracles tonight. Thank you, Jesus. To see this man.
From Galilee.
Oh, just a carpenter, some say.
Carpenter, some say.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Leading fools astray.
Yes.
Yet many kneel to give him praise.
Stretch out your hand to these people. God's power is touching them.
And in his eyes they glimpse the power.
Thank you, Jesus.
That sees the yes. heart of all men. For he knows his father's heart. He speaks his father's word.
Yes.
When he comes in the name of the Lord. Oh, there is strength in the name of the Lord.
There's power in the name of the Lord.
Fallen to.
Thank you, Lord.
And when my strength is nearly gone, when there's nothing left to do,
but to depend,
I just depend on you.
Oh, yes.
And the power of your name.
Oh, Jesus.
And as we call upon
my God.
Your name.
My God, thank you for power. Thank you for miracles.
Your strength
yes.
to weakness to show.
Thank you.
We can know the master's plan.
Yes.
Extend the master's hand. When we come in the name of the Lord. Oh, there is strength in the name of the Lord.
There's power in the name of the Lord.
There is power
yes.
in the
Thank
name
you.
Of the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for power.
Holy
as we lift your holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no
lift our hands in worship.
As we lift your holy name, you deserve the glory and the honor.
Lord,
we lift our hands in worship.
Thank you.
As we lift your holy name, for you are great.
Yes. Thanks for healing. Thanks for healing. Thanks for your power.
My God. My God. My God. You do miracles.
Thank you,
so
great. Thank you, Lord.
There is no one else like you. There is no one else. For you are great.
You are great.
You do miracles so great.
Yes.
There is no one else like you.
Miracles.
Miracles.